For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Across America, there are approximately 30 state legislators who are at this point in time considering medical marijuana laws. This past Thursday was Texans for Medical Marijuana Lobby Day in Austin. This is their executive director, Noel Davis. This interview was conducted the day after this event took place.
Most of the people I talked to yesterday who took part in this Texans for Medical Marijuana Lobby Day indicated they got a very positive response. You've had a short time to sample the results. What is your take? Did we make progress yesterday?
Yes, we definitely made progress yesterday. I heard from several people and spoke to a representative myself that their mind had been changed, that they have decided to support this bill if it gets out of committee. So I know that the efforts everyone made in coming to support this issue at the Capitol, some folks being patient, stepping up and telling their stories publicly, made a huge difference, and significant progress was made, definitely.
How will you make progress from this point?
Well, our next step is to follow up particularly with the committee members of the Criminal Jurisprudence Committee and make sure that we have enough votes to get this bill out of committee. Oh, there are wonderful, fairly simple ways that folks can get involved. A phone call to their representatives' offices, either in the district or calling them in their state capital offices and asking them to support House Bill 658. And if they are already supportive, thanking them for their support. If not, asking them, you know, what their concerns are and asking, you know, letting the representatives know that we at Texans for Medical Marijuana can also be a resource for them. But people can call, send emails, write letters, or try and go visit the representatives themselves. And ask them to support this bill.
So with 30 approximate states looking at the possibility of medical marijuana laws at this time, it's important that the listeners all across the network pick up the phone, send that fax, or somehow let their elected officials know that the time for medical marijuana is at hand. And trust me, there is no one in government willing to defend this policy of eternal war against medical marijuana users. What will make the change is courage on your part and a willingness to take the time to make the call to make that difference. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.